With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Christmas in Bethlehem as war rages on around the town of the occupied West Bank, where Jesus Christ was born.
Nativity Church was packed for Christmas Mass despite Bethlehem resembling a ghost town because of the war. The church is built on top of the biblical birthplace of Jesus. Mass was celebrated by Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. Over the weekend, he addressed the crowd outside in English.
The message of Christmas is not violence, it's peace. We want peace, just peace, dignified peace for all, especially all for the Palestinians, that for too long they are waiting to have their home.
I'm Julie Walker.
It has happened again. A maritime intelligence company says a drone has hit an Israeli-affiliated merchant vessel off the coast of India in the Arabian Sea. Also, at SRNNews.com, National Retail Federation says Americans expected to spend $30 billion this year on gift cards.
Most will be redeemed, but many gift cards wind up forgotten or unused. In a July survey, Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unused gift card worth an average of $187. That's a total of $23 billion in unspent money. Under federal law, gift cards can't expire for 5 years after they're purchased, but experts say it's wise to use them sooner than that since inflation and inactivity fees can eat away at their value.
Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene targeted another swatting attempt at her home in Georgia. Police verified a call from New York was a hoax. A man called saying he had committed murder at her home in Georgia. This is SRN News. A new poll is out concerning heaven and hell.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans whether they believe in either place. 71% of adults say yes, they do think that heaven exists. 61% believe in hell. Meanwhile, the survey also reveals that more than 1 in 4 respondents are convinced that when people die, they come back. 27% think that reincarnation exists, and that after this life, they'll get another one and another and another. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion likely to remain a major issue in the U.S. in 2024, even though most of the states that were expected to impose restrictions have already done so. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion-related questions have been on the ballot in a total of 7 states, and the pro-abortion side has prevailed in all of them. This is SRN News.
Most world markets, including Wall Street, were closed for the Christmas holiday. Last Friday, Wall Street closed its 8th straight winning week with a quiet finish. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% to sit less than 1% below its record. The Dow slipped less than 0.1%, and the NASDAQ composite edged 0.2% higher. Data released Friday showed spending by U.S. consumers unexpectedly rose during the month. Well, that's a good sign for growth for an economy driven mainly by consumer spending. It could also indicate underlying pressure remains on inflation. Traders are expecting the Federal Reserve to cut its main interest rate by at least 1.5 percentage points by the end of next year. Wall Street closed today for Christmas, reopens on Tuesday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.